I'm from the Social Work Bureau. I'm going to respond to Ms. Gambio about the domestic of violence and persons with disabilities. There is a law in Macau in 2016. The law banning domestic violence had been entered into force and put it as an offense. And if there are violence against persons with disability, there will be accentuated sentence. And according to the provision, the SAR government towards the victims of domestic violence, we provide protection measures, including provide safe shelter and also in caregiving, medical care and family life to give support. According to our statistics, in 2017 to 2021, there are 335 such cases of domestic violence. Only two persons were persons with disabilities. So it can be concluded that the victim or persons with disabilities for such risk is not very high. And also, about the forced abortion and forced sterilization, I like to stress that in Macau SAR, we basically prohibit abortion. Basically, it's not possible. And without the consent of persons, including persons with disabilities, going ahead with sterilization or abortion, it will constitute a criminal offense. In actual practice, we have not detected situations where abortions are forced upon the persons with disabilities. And also the SAR government policy is to encourage persons with disabilities to bear children. In our government development policy, goal number 11 is to help and strengthen the social support to female persons with disabilities, especially their giving birth to children, and also help and other services, provide medical and life support to these women so that they can, just like ordinary women, to enjoy such birth-giving right, and also can have happy and comfortable family life. About refugee issue. First of all, in the Macau SAR, there were no cases where persons with disability to apply for the status of refugees. But in our administrative region, our humanitarian attitude would remain unchanged, whether disabled or not. We provide necessary support to all people, including monthly basis, 4,550 Macau local currency life subsidy for them to keep subsistence, and free living facilities, including independent living space, and also medical fees. There are exemptions so that the medical care can be guaranteed, especially in Macau SAR. They can move freely, just like ordinary citizens. So that's the end of the answer from the Macau SAR. Madam Chairperson, the Chinese delegation have completed the response.